One of the greatest themes of the Scripture, especially of the New Testament, is one that's very easy for us to miss. And that is the theme of union with Christ. Now, this theme is so marveled throughout the New Testament, it shows up every time you find the little phrase, in Christ. Because what the apostles are saying is that all of the various things that Christ gives to us are given to us because we are one with Him. And so we are told that it is in Christ that we have redemption. It is in Christ that we experience the love and the grace of God. It is in Christ that we have reconciliation to God. It is in Christ that we are justified and declared righteous. It is in Christ that we have forgiveness of sins. All of these are ours because Christ is ours, and Christ is ours because we have been joined to Him and we are one with Him. It is important to remember that. Now, the New Testament sets forth how this union comes about. Because it is a spiritual union. It is a spiritual union brought about by the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit uses means. The first thing the Holy Spirit does is awaken faith within us. And through this awakening of faith, turns us toward God through Jesus Christ, and therefore regenerates us. That is, makes us alive so that we now respond to God, whereas previously we did not. So the Holy Spirit is the one who evokes or awakens faith within us. How does He do this? Again, the Holy Spirit uses means. It teaches us in the Bible that the sword of the Holy Spirit, or the instrument of the Holy Spirit, is the Scriptures. It is the Word of God. Paul says in Romans chapter 10 that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The Word of God, the Spirit uses, as we hear the Word, as we read the Word, the Spirit awakens us, the Spirit discloses Christ to us, discloses God to us. We see who God is, we see who Christ is, and we respond and we believe. And through this faith, the Holy Spirit joins us to Christ so that we are His and He is ours and we are one. Now, you will see various verses in the New Testament that talk about being reckoned as righteous or accounted as righteous. Or sometimes you will see the terminology of the righteousness of Christ being imputed to us, or our sins being imputed to Christ. He, for example, it says that God made Him who knew no sin, Jesus, to become sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Him. The important thing to realize is that when the Bible is using this kind of accounting and imputational terminology, what is being emphasized there is that the sin is ours. It's not Jesus's, it is ours. But He bears it. And on the other hand, the righteousness by which we are saved is not our own. It is the righteousness of Christ. It is His perfection as a human being. The man who was and who did everything that we were created to be and to do. But it's important that we recognize when we're using that kind of language, the emphasis is on it's Christ's righteousness. It is not our righteousness. But it's important that we not take that terminology further than it is meant, so that we begin to see salvation like a bank wire, where Jesus is way over there with His account, and as though His righteousness is some kind of a substance separate from Him. Now, if you just think about it, if we say so-and-so is a righteous person, they're an upstanding person. Is this righteousness we're talking about some sort of substance that is separable from them? Well, no, it's not. Their righteousness is who they are as a person, how they've conducted themselves, who they've revealed themselves to be. And it is the same with Jesus. His righteousness is not some separate thing that is in some bank account, and it is not something that is wired over to us so that we're way over here and He's way over there. That's not the way it happens. The way it happens is we are brought to Christ by faith, by the work of the Holy Spirit, and joined together with Him, so we are one with Him. All that He is and all that He has is now ours. And so it makes no sense to be speaking in terms of His account and our account and stuff being transferred back and forth. Again, that language is to emphasize that it is His righteousness and not ours by which we are saved. So it helps always to remember that your salvation is personal. God's love for you is personal. The mechanism, the means by which you are saved is personal. A personal union with a person. Jesus, the God-man, all that He is, how He lived, what He did. He is righteous because of who He is and what He did. He is ours. And that is how we are saved. Praise God for it.